Welcome to Afyomi Yerushalmi Shir, sponsored generously by Janine and Carl Nathan. Please reach out for other sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel in the Oizva Hodor edition, Perek Chi in the middle of Alocha Gimel. We're starting two lines from the bottom of Ayin Beis and Beis, so in the middle of a sugya, the Gemara learned the idea of Priletas Shichva Zera, a woman that semen comes out of her after she had a relationship with her husband, she is Tameh until a certain time. And we learn from Sinai that how many days is that? It's 3 days. Because it says, Yu nechoinim la yoyim hashlishi. So for 3 days, anything that comes out will make her tameh. And once you reach the third day, she doesn't become tameh anymore. And now the Gemara is going to bring three opinions of what do we learn from the 3 days. So it says the Gemara, Tamon Tanin, we learned over there. Hapoletas shichva zera bayoyim hashlishi tehoiro divrei ablozer ben azar. Ablozer ben azar says, if she's proletus, if the semen came out of her in the third day, so then she's tahor. As long as you get to the third day, she's tahor. And the Gemara is going to explain the sheet of ablozer ben azar in just a little bit. Continues the Gemara to find Gimel Od Aleph. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, pa'im shem arboinus, pa'im shem chamesh, pa'im shem shesh. So this sheet of Rabbi Shmuel we mentioned in the end of the previous daf. That it really depends because you need to get to the third day. But when you get to the third day, how many oinos will be over here? Rishmon learns that an oino is either a day or a night, the period of approximately 12 hours. So the ones that were poirish minayisha, when Moshe Rabbeinu came on Tuesday and says, don't be with your wife, they were poirish minayisha that night. So then they had 4 oinos. Wednesday morning, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, Thursday night. And then on the 5th oino, they're already tahor. The ones that are poirish on Tuesday night, meaning before the night, so they had 5 oinos. And the ones that are poirish in the morning, right away when Moshe Rabbeinu came down the mountain and said to the poirish from Eishah, they had 6 oinos. So 3 days, maybe 6 oinos, 5 oinos, or 4 oinos. Rabbi Kiva says, your way counted is 5 oinos, and it's going to be a fixed thing, it's 5 oinos. Not 4, not 6, only 5. If the husband and wife were together in the middle of the oino, so you don't wait for the next oino to start counting. You start counting right away. You count a half a oino, then four full oinos, and then another half oino. So you can count a portion of the oino. Says the Gemara, Harabi Shmuel Avad, Yoim Oino, V'Layl Oino. Shmuel holds that the oino is either day or night. Rabbi Kiva avad yoyim oino v'lai loino. So Rabbi Kiva learns the same way. Mai benai. So what's the chiluk between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? So the more oino shleim mois b'neim. You need to have a full oino. Shmuel avad miktsas oino kekulo. And Shmuel says you don't have to have a full oino. So as long as you have 4 full oinos and then a little bit of oino before and a little bit of oino after, you're good to go. So that's why the minimum is 4 oinos. As we learned from Sinai, Wednesday night, Thursday night, you have a little bit of Tuesday night, and you have a little bit of Friday morning. So that brings you to 6. So you have 4 full oinos and a little bit of the other 2. Rabbi Akiva, loyovid mikzas oino kekulo. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you need to have a full oino. So how do you count it? You count it 5, because you have 4 full oinos, and then you have a little bit of Tuesday night, a little bit of Friday morning. Together becomes a full oino, you have 5 full oinos. So the Gemara, again, that's exactly what we learned. Al Dar Rabbi Akiva said, if she was with her husband doing the middle of the first oino, you have to fill and you have to add the gap in the 6th oino. Meaning, you don't say because half oino she was away, that's good enough. It needs to be a full oino. It needs to be full 5 oinos. Now the Gemara goes back to Ablos Ben Azayo. The Gemara brings the Braiso. Tanya Ablos Ben Azayo, Imer, Yoim Velaylo Oino. First of all, he argues to say that oino is not either day or night. Oino is a 24-hour period, day and night. And mixas oino kekula, you don't have to have a full day. If you have even a portion of a day, that's good enough. So the one v'tani kena the blaz of Razayo. You find a bryce like this according to the blaz of Razayo. That he says like this. Pa'amim yeshem yoyim v'kol shu hitoyo. Sometimes to reach the third day, as we learn from Sinai, v'hi nechoyim b'yom yom shlishi. One day, one full day, and plus, it's already enough to get to the third day. And sometimes, sometimes you'll have 2 days minus a little bit, and you'll still be tmeo. How's that, Shaykh? Someone explains, will be the case. She was with her husband right before Shabbos came in. right before Shkia. Upolto b'moitzi Shabbos la'achas Shkia Sachamo. Now she had a plito, semen came out of her on Moitzi Shabbos after Shkia Sachamo. So Moitzi Shabbos is the third day. She was with her husband on Friday. Friday is day number one. Shabbos is day number two. Moitzi Shabbos is day number three. According to Abbas ben Azariah, as long as you reach the third day, it's good enough. Really, the amount of time she was away from her husband was only a day plus, because she was together with her husband Friday, right before her Shkia. So then it was a little bit of Friday, the entire day of Shabbos, and a little bit of Moitz Shabbos until she had another plita. So it was a day plus, and she's Tayur, because it's considered to be the third day. And on the other hand, you can have 2 days minus a little bit, and she'll still be Tmeya. What will be the case? She was with her husband on Friday night, immediately after Shkia, meaning it's already Leil Shabbos. And now, on Sunday, right before Shkia, she has a plito, semen comes out of her. She was with her husband on Shabbos, because right after Shkia is Shabbos. And she's perletus on Sunday before Shkia. So really, the amount of time that passed by is almost 2 days. But it's still the second day, not the third day. Because the third day is going to be only Monday, and she was perletus on a Sunday. You have 2 days minus a little, and she's tmeo. All this mandarin we learn, Tvula Yoim Kibli Yisrael Zatayu. That Yisrael were Tvula Yoim. Why? Because we said that if a woman saw she had a palito on the night before Matan Torah, she is still considered to be Tmeo. I mean, according to Yerushalmi, Torah was given on a Friday. If there was a Perletus Shechvazah on Thursday night, she's Tmeo. Friday morning, she goes to get the Torah. So even if she went to the mikvah, she still didn't have the Arash Shemesh. The sun didn't come down because it was already in the night. A person who was tummy and didn't have Arash Shemesh has a din of a tful yoim. It's a little bit of tummy. He's not fully tummy, but he's still a little bit tummy. You see, the Torah was given to somebody who's a tful yoim. Says the Gemara, yes. That's only by the woman. Because the woman, we said, any proletus, if semen comes out of her, she's tummy on Thursday night. But the men, they went to the mikvah already when Moshe Rabbeinu told them on Tuesday to get away from their wives, they already went to the mikvah. So all the men were not tful yoim anymore. My time, and what's the source that the men went to the mikvah? Because it says, V'kidashtim ayoyim u'machor v'chibsu simloisum. V'kidashtim means you go to the mikvah. So kidashtim ayoyim, right away you go to the mikvah. All the shittas that we learned is the shittas of Blazer ben Azariah. They wait to the third day. Rabbi Shmuel, that's either 4, 5, or 6 oinus. Rabbi Kiva says that's a fixed 5 oinus. According to Chachamim, it's 3 full days. Mikan ve'elech nisrachas. You have to have 3 full days before the semen becomes masrachas, that it doesn't cause tumor. In other words, you have to have 6 oinus. 6 full oinus. You're comparing Azav to someone who Shikh Vazera comes out of him, including a woman. The same way Azav, we know 3 consecutive days of seeing Ziva makes a person Tomei. So also with Shikh Vazera, 3 consecutive days, it's still Perlet Shikh Vazera, still going to cause Tumo. And only after you end the third day, when you get to the fourth day, that's when you have a Taharo. And that's when you don't have a problem of tumor. And as the Prima Yisha points out, according to this man, the Almar, Torah was given on Shabbos. That's why they had 3 full days to be away from their wives, because they were away Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Continues the Gemara in Gimel Amud Beis. We mentioned in the Mishnah that you can wash a katon who did a bris milah on the third day, even though it's Shabbos. In our Mishnah, it says that you can wash the katon. Tanin the Beis Rav machitzim esamilo, and Beis Rav they said the Girso, they don't wash the child, you wash the main place of the milo, the place where they did the bris milo. Ravob shabirchon halacha kibi shoyim machitzim esakoton. The right Girso is that you can wash the cotton. It has to be that way. We talk about washing the entire child, not only the place of the milo. Why? Because Tani Shmuel Oilum in Munim Lishem Vilicham Algebe Mako Bishabbos. Shmuel taught us that you could put oil, you could put hot water on a Mako on Shabbos. It doesn't look like refuel. So you could do that anyway. So I don't have to get the bris milah to tell you you could put on a mako something to heal it. On a basic called Shoal, there was a hero, Rebbe Oimerli. Always, my Rebbe told me, Tani mastizach loyoyda shemazalfin chamin al gavi mako b'shabes. Referring to what we see later in Perek Yutes, the blows of the milo, that says over there, machitzi mesakoton, bin lifnei hamilo, bin lach hamilo, you can wash the koton before or after bris milah. And it says over there that you can be mezalif, you can sprinkle water al gavi mako b'shabes. If you hold the only thing you can wash by a koton is the milo, what will be the difference between a mak of a godol and a koton? They're both you could sprinkle, you both you could put water. So that's why that's a proof that our Mishnah says you can wash the entire koton, not only the mako. So this refers also to what we're going to learn in the Kamon, that there it's a machlik, Zablozo ben Azayim, Rabbanon. Are you allowed to wash the child on the third day, only in the first day? Rabbanon would say only the first day. Blazer ben Azayah says the third day. Our Mishnah goes like a Blazer ben Azayah. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah is la locha that you could do on the third day. Rabbi Mishavo, Tami da Blazer ben Azayah. What's the reason? What's the source of Blazer ben Azayah? It says in the pasuk of Ibrahim Shlishi Biyosim Koyavim. That's regarding Shechem. The pasuk mentioned the Mishnah Biyosim Koyavim Ksivkan Al Biyosim Koyavim. Didn't see when he had pain, but there were Koyavim Loshen Rabbi Mishasha Kol Ivareyim Koyavim Alim. The entire body hurts, meaning it's a machalo of the whole body, and that's where you can wash the entire body. Blazer Rabbi Yochanan gave instructions to the midwife. All the healing that you do during a weekday for a baby, you could do on Shabbos as well. It says the Gemara, what's the chiddush? If you'll be shlishi chayel b'Shabbos, not only the first day after Milo, but even the third day after Milo, like a blazer ben Azayah. Says the Gemara, Shmuel Amar Yipnei HaSakona. It's Sakona's the fascist. The baby Chas HaShon can die. Ve'is Yibayi Yipnei HaSakona. Mechamin Lechamin. If it's Sakona, so you should be able to heat water. In our Mishnah it says only Marchitzi. Masha, that water is already out from before Shabbos. You're not doing Chilul Shabbos. If it's a Sakona, you should be able to heat the water on Shabbos as well. Rabbi Baboyim B'Shem Rabbanan Tamon, the name of the Rabbanan in Bavel, says Mechamin Lechamin B'Shabbos. And Echanami, you could heat him hot water on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara now and says V'taniken. Taniken goes back to previous Gemara that said, according to Shmuel, you could put water on a mako on Shabbos for an adult. So more V'taniken, we find a brace like this. Mecham odom lunotis v'noisal gabei mako b'Shabbos or gabei me'ayim b'Shabbos. Which means he can heat a little cloth and put it on his stomach on Shabbos for if he has pain. But lo yito el odom areva, he should not take a bucket miliachamin full of hot water, feed then all gabi meyab Shabbos, put it on his stomach at Shabbos, because that looks mamish like a refuel. Shum levi oimer leiskan elamuter. Even water itself you could put on the stomach on Shabbos. In other words, doing something which is not clearly a refuel, you could do on Shabbos on a makom. Here's the Gemara we mentioned in the Mishnah that they had the ribbon on the seir mishtalech. And it was red and it turned to white. The beginning, every window had a ribbon. And what happened? Some then turned white, some didn't. From his so the ones that didn't turn white were embarrassed. They started tying the ribbon in the entrance of the Eichel Mishamigdosh. Sometimes it really turned white, sometimes it didn't. So it was a little embarrassing for the years that it didn't. So then if they put the ribbon on the rack, the person who took the Seir Mishtalech to the Midbar, he had the ribbon put on a rack, and he saw if it turned white or not, but nobody else saw. It says there in the Pasuk, if the chatayim will be red like shani, they will turn to be snow. But if not, ketzemi, he will turn to be wool. So it's, wool is less white than snow. So the Gemara explains what's the difference. When does it turn to snow, and when does it turn to wool? Says the Gemara, Tanya Blazo Yimei Mechatechem Kashonim Megoyim Yimei Kashonim Shemin Shamayim Lo'aretz Kasher Galbinu. If the amount of chatoim is like the distance between heaven and earth, which we know the Gemara says is 500 years, so if it's a number 500, then it turns to be like snow. Yosim again, more than 500, Katsemi Yiyu, then it will be like wool, won't be so white. Shua Yimei, similarly, If the number of the sins will be 500, then the years of the Avos HaKadoshim, because you take all the years of the Avos HaKadoshim, the lifetime that they lived is 502 years. But the first 2 years we don't count, because that's Avraham Avinu, until he was 3 years old, he wasn't makir b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you start counting from Avraham's third year until the end of Yaakov Avinu's life is 500 years altogether. So if the chatoyim with the amount of the years of the Avos, Kashel Yalbinu will turn to be white as snow. More than that, more chatoyim will turn to be white, less like the wool. That's in the basic English Rishon. It's going to turn to be as white as snow. If it's a little more red, it turns to be less white. But Sheni, in basic English Sheni, that they add more chatoyim. If a person has the number of sins, like the number of his years, his own years, then he can make it very white like snow. He has sins more than the years of his life, then it turns to be white like wool. If you don't and Antario, Bishasha, Voinus, Kolim, Kashel Gabinu. When the Averis are light Averis, not very heavy Averis, they turn to be like snow. Shoshin Kvedim, Katsemiyu. When it's a heavy Averis, then Katsemiyu and Mashra, that he's going based on the quality of the Aver, and not so much based on the number of the Averis. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Shabbos, Daf Ein Gimel.